probably need to bring some extra microphones, but I can go get them.
I couldn't find any minutes. Do it next time.
I have them. Well, I have what we did. Apologize. They were dated September 19th. They were dated September 19th. Oh, I know, but you don't.
So she put two over there.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Gotcha. Are we on?
Yes.
Okay. Good afternoon, committee. I apologize. We'll call the meeting to order. The time is 3:32. Speaker Goodfox, could you render a prayer, please?
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you this afternoon, and we give you all the thanks, praise, and glory. We are thankful for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon the Osage people. We ask that you look down on our mourners, and you look down on our elders and our children. We ask that you forgive us for our sins, and we just ask that you comfort all of those that need comforting, and whatever it is that they need, Father, you just bless them with what they need. All these things we pray in your name. Amen.
Thank you, Speaker. Next item on our agenda is roll call.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Reward.
Here. Okay, committee. You will not see the minutes dated 9/19 on the calendar invite. We're going to have to address those at our next Health and Social Services Committee meeting. So I do apologize. So we're going to have to move to item number 5, which is ONCR 22-13, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the CCAPEJA Board's annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2023. I am the sponsor. Without objection, I'll stay as chair if you guys are okay with that. Committee, I'll leave it up to you. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. I just want to say to the board, thank you for coming to the meeting. I understand you guys were out of town for another meeting. And so thank you for taking the time today to come to Congress. I'm sorry it's so late in the day, but it felt like it worked out for your travel time. But the committee appreciates the annual plan that was sent to us. In the meantime, we also realize that our law states that it's confidential. And so thank you to your board assistant that pointed that out to us. I did add an executive session to the to our agenda. And so, committee, if you'd like to take action to go into executive session, but before we do that, I would like to at least do some introductions, if that's okay. Mr. Rogers, would you like to lead those for us?
Yes, ma'am, if you would, please.
Thank you.
Just a brief introduction. First of all, I'd like to greet everyone Hawaii. It's a pleasure to be here today, and thank you guys for your flexibility in working with our team and been a lot of work bringing this product here today for review. I'd like to introduce a lot of these folks. There's no need for introduction, but just the appropriate formality of it is our board chairwoman is Cindy Shangru and Cecilia Tallchief, our board treasurer, Kirk Shaw, clinic administrator, our new chief medical officer, medical director, Dr. Tony Little, and our new chief financial officer, James Brezel. And we're here today to present the health program's fiscal year 23 annual plan. This is going to be a transitional year for us with all the realigned programmatic entities now that's falling under our umbrella. There's many things to stand up and realign. We anticipate the first two quarters will experience a lot of expenditures, increased expenditures, as we're standing up, realigning a lot of our new organizations and a lot of our new programs that's now under health as per Osage law signed 30 June of this year. We're excited about what's before us and serving the people. Continue to work with the Osage Tribal Treasurer, Chief Financial Officer, the Health Board, along with our auditors to ensure a smooth transition and everything is well and accounted for appropriately as we break our financial systems away from the tribe and stand up our systems on the health side. So we've been spending time the last few days, actually spent some time yesterday and today and over the last several weeks. We're glad that we have Mr. Brazel here. He's has decades of experience as well as Mr. McIntosh, and so we're working fast and furious on that transition. We also will be working our IDC updated proposal with the Business Center, which will capture our adjusted rate impacted by the transition of the various programs. We have not completed our strategic plan to guide our resource allocation because the senior team has not been on site. We will be doing our strategic planning in October, at the end of October. We also are pushing out a community needs assessment that has an Osage only portion in that community needs assessment so we can hear directly from the people and from the leaders and from the families of what they want in their health system. This will not be a Mark Rogers strategic plan. This will be Mark Rogers implementing the will and desire of the Osage people in their health program. It's part of our self-governance mandate and part of the reason why we have a tribal health program. And we will be taking that information, aligning it, prioritizing it, and assigning resources against that. So we will have, in this transitional year, budget modifications, and that's just expected when you go through a large-scale activity, a muscle movement, if you will, like this. So please, when you see that community needs assessment pushed out, please make sure your family and your neighbors and our other patients in the community that we serve that use our clinic services, we want to make sure we capture everybody's voices. We have presented a $26.5 million budget, $18,487,954. Of that is from our compacted funds. The rest of it is from our other programmatic funds. And we're anticipating at this time in FY23 total expenditures being around $25,813.95. So that's our best projection where we're at presently. I will assure you, and the board's aware that necessity in this transition will change as we go forward in this transitional year. And we thank you for all your support and everything that you do for our programs, and we stand ready to answer your questions. Wei Wen Ah.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers. Committee, I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session.
Motion to enter.
Is there a second?
For confidential proprietary matters.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Thank you. Shanna, who's on the, is anyone? Okay.
It's okay. The rest of our staff went home, and so we're highly dependent on our clerk right now.